State Representative Will Gazzardi says it's impossible to know how many times employees of small businesses in Illinois tried to file complaints under the Human Rights Act. They've had no coverage under the 38-year-old law. He said he's talked to many lawyers who've turned away would-be clients because they had no protections under either Illinois or federal law. Gazzardi sponsored the change.
Right now, in most parts of the state of Illinois, discrimination in the workplace is perfectly legal as long as there are fewer than 15 employees in that workplace. I didn't know this, so I wanted to address that problem, to remedy that problem, to make sure that discrimination was illegal in every workplace, everywhere.
The Human Rights Act covers discrimination on the basis of age, race, religion, gender, and LGBT status.
It's a problem for all kinds of people all over this state because women, minorities, seniors, people of different religious backgrounds still face institutional discrimination at work and in other walks of life all the time. I know we like to believe that we are a society that treats everyone equally, but I think one look at the news would tell us that that's not true. And we need laws to protect people from unfair and discriminatory treatment in the workplace.
The measure is expected to go before Governor Bruce Rauner, but his spokeswoman declined to say whether he would sign it because while it is passed in the legislature, it is yet to be sent to his desk. It's unknown how many businesses would be affected, but it's likely in the tens of thousands. Mark Grant, Illinois director of the National Federation of Independent Business, opposes the measure.
By adding more burdens or at least roadblocks and other kinds of regulatory things in their way, it just makes it that much harder to keep a business going and keep people employed.
But others say it goes beyond the bottom line. Mike Zeri of the gay rights organization Equality Illinois notes that other Midwestern states provide protection for employees at small businesses. He says his organization strongly supports the measure.
But we very much support it because it enhances the tools of justice for LGBTQ people and all historically marginalized communities who face discrimination in the workplace.
Gazzardi said he's concerned that Rauner will veto the legislation because he's declined to sign legislation on similar issues, such as an increase in the minimum wage.
So there's some cause for concern, but I also, I believe that I hope that the governor will do the right thing here. And perhaps given the pressures of an election year and trying to appeal to the voters of the state of Illinois, perhaps that will move his heart to do the right thing.
The bill is actually sent to Rauner. He will have 2 months to act on it. I'm Maureen McKinney.